What?
Yeah, I know. What gets me is,
yeah,
I'm 20.
Yeah.
I've got a 2R5 GTI.
Yeah.
Now I get to the insurance companies and they quote me in the same bracket,
yeah,
as them morons that think, oh yeah, he's a kid, he's got a powerful car,
yeah,
he's a boy racer.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'll get it, I'm forever being set by the coppers because I'm, yeah, black, I'm driving a powerful car.
Yeah.
And it's because of these morons.
That's right, yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, I know someone like that myself who's got a nice XR3R, I think he's got, he's about, what, 21, 22? He gets absolutely lamped by the insurance company for, I mean, goodness knows what, I mean, it's £9,000, I think it is.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's because of people like these boy races where the money goes sky high for insurance, doesn't it?
Well, I'm paying over £1,000 for and theft on these.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll tell you that, it's all down to these people who drive around like idiots.
Oh, to be sure.
It is. I mean, it's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Insurance generally is a problem because of these people who drive around like idiots, basically.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's the problem. I mean, you can't have a nice... I mean, you're what, 21, you say? You're 20. You've got a nice car.
Yeah.
Why can't you drive it around at a reasonable insurance premium?
That's it.
Why not? I'll tell you why not. Because these people who drive around like idiots, that's why. And there's no excuse for it. There's no argument, and that's the end of the story. That's the way it is. And it's sad. Well, thank you for your comments anyway.
Cheers.
All right, then.
Right.
Ta-da, a bit.
See ya.
We'll take this one all the way through and no interruptions with this one. A bit of Sounds of Blackness for you and a great song called Soul Holidays. very often I'll peel tickets controversial, is he? But when I do, I'll hit rip, don't I? That is Sounds of Blackness for you. It's produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. It's called Soul Holidays. It's your weekend power station 100.7 on in a week for Christmas. How's your turkey been this year? Debbie is still here taking your requests at the moment. 0860 748 583. If you want to shout to someone this morning, or say hi to someone, or tell someone that you love them. Respect to myself, PLT, oh thank you. And the majority of callers. Boy racers are a bunch of, and there's a question mark here. And I've got to make up what I like there, so I'll say a bunch of idiots I'm going to say there. Okay, that's from Wilf, okay, thank you for your call, Wilf. Stay, won't you stay, won't you stay? Stay, won't you stay, won't you stay? Stay, won't you stay, won't you stay? Why don't you? Stay, won't you stay, won't you stay? Stay, won't you stay, won't you stay? Talking about boy racers and people who speed around places, I mean, I just don't agree with it. It's about time common sense came back into the UK. I tell you that, that's what it is. There's just no common sense around these days, is there? Bring back common sense, that's what I say. 0860 748 583, it's Exile FM. If you've got an opinion on anything, including boy racers, give us a call now, we'll talk about it. On Funky Child Records, Aisha D, still a big soul song around the Midlands. This one is called Stay.
Tomorrow may bring.
still a massive tune in soul circles and around the Midlands as well. Aisha D, and it's called Stay. That was on Funky Child Records. Had some phone calls in here. Boy racers get a proper car, so it's safe. That's from Anonymous, okay. Hi to Steve and Craig and the Horse Fair Posse in Kidderminster. That's from Tasha, okay. Thanks for your call, Tasha. Someone says Macca is thick, apparently. Boy racers should try the country lanes. It's great. That's from someone who is a boy racer. Oh, dearie me. I'm not going to endorse that last one. Don't try country lanes. It's stupid. I reckon everyone between the ages of 17 and 20, or even 22, something like that, should have a 30 mile an hour speed limiter on the car. I reckon so. Quite a few people support that in the studio as well. Oh, thank you. Very kind. Scotty Davis, hello.
Hello, I'm just going to argue on your last point.
Oh, all right.
About the 30 mile per hour speed limiter. It means you can't drive on motorways because you'd be a danger hazard.
Well, you are anyway, aren't you? Just pass your test. What kind of law allows you to pass
your... You just said...
All right.
Until 30,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, no, 20.
20.
20, all right then. Listen, here's a point for you.
Okay, what if someone who's 35 just passed their test?
Well, same goes for them, yeah. All right then. Here's a point for you then. Someone can pass the test at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, yeah. Okay? And within 1:15, they can be driving in the fast lane of the M6 at about 70 miles an hour. Now, isn't that stupid?
No, you're wrong.
Well, it depends. Some people who can pass the test first time and go out and be really bad drivers and crash, and other people who obviously pass the test third time might be good drivers. Different things like that.
Yeah, but it's all hit and miss, isn't it? I mean, I think there should be like separate tests or at least tuition for motorway driving because it's
okay. Well, in Egypt, all you have to do is go forwards and reverse so many yards, and you pass your test. And you come to this country and hold it and get a car and drive it out. So you know what I mean?
True. I mean, there's too many loopholes, isn't there? Really?
See, you can't really say that. It's just one of those things.
It's unfortunate, but I think there should be some more legislation regarding that kind of thing.
Could better test hard, I suppose.
Well, I suppose you could do, yeah. I suppose you could, but I mean, even so, I mean, motorway drivers are a completely different kettle of fish than normal drivers.
Well, I mean, you can't really say someone can't drive, say, faster than 30 miles per hour, obviously, before you're 20, because it is dangerous to certain roads. But you could say you can't drive a car bigger than, say, a 1300.
Yeah, yeah.
You could do something last, but
yeah. I mean, my comment about 30 mile an hour for these people who pass the test—it's a bit tongue in cheek.
It was a bit silly, wasn't it?
It's a bit tongue in cheek, you know. But it's still it's like what is it? It's a popper to authority. It's people who sort of make these rules, and they don't even sort of—I don't know. It's just stupid.
For young drivers. Most of the people who get done for drunk driving are old drivers.
Oh, drunk driving. That's another argument, isn't it? Drunk driving.
So that is one prize for young drivers.
Yeah. Drunk driving. I think the message is getting.
Well, most accidents are caused by young drivers.
Yeah.
So, I suppose a limit on the size of the car could be good.
Yeah, I think maybe so, yeah.
Obviously, you can't have on your MGs or your XRs or something like that, but I think that's about what you could do, really, and make the test harder.
That's right, yeah. Okay, then.
You okay?
I just
wanted to make a comment because I thought that last comment you made was a little bit silly, really.
Well, thank you. Before you go, can we have your world-famous Logan impression?
Hey, what's going on? Take a look tonight. This is XL.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful. Marvellous. Super. We'll take this one live or what? Let's have a quick look. Go on, another point coming up here from Scotty Davis. I feel like Matt James taking all these calls. Is it a live caller? It could be. No? All right, then. Scotty Davis, back to you then.
Back to me.
Oh, that was a bad scratch, wasn't it? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So then, you were going to say something, weren't you?
No, I was just going to see if that call wanted to go live.
Oh, but you're back.
I'm back. You called me back, you summoned me back to the mic.
I thought I wanted to say, you were waving your arms back like you want to say something, but...
No, I was just waving at the person on the phone, you see. Oh, right. They could see me, but they can't.
Okie dokie. XLFM, 100.7.
We were talking about... paid overtime, you know.
Thank you. It's double time for Christmas, or what?
Ooh, time and a half, I think.
Oh, all right then, time and a half then. We're talking about radio earlier on and the state of getting a licence... about this guy rang up from Birmingham saying he preferred us to BRMB and things like that, and he was saying why don't we get a licence?
Basically because to get a licence in this country you need backing of about £500,000, whereas the amount of money that we spent at the moment we could have gone abroad and started up legally. So that's why, right, can't you in this country?
So I mean, you can go to what, Australia is it, or America, and just get a licence
America for a few thousand, isn't it,
and just virtually go, can't you? It's so much of a problem over here, isn't it?
I don't see why you can't do that in this country.
Yeah, I mean, the legislation's far too bad over here, isn't it?
And also, I think the stations to take things seriously like ourselves should be left alone. I mean, obviously, you've got stations which interfere with emergency services. Obviously, yeah. They should be taken off immediately because it's endangering people's lives.
Yeah.
Also, stations that abuse the airwaves, swearing, silliness like that. But if you're trying to do it professionally, like competing with the legal stations, like we yeah, that's what we try to do, isn't it?
It is.
I think that you should be left alone.
I totally agree with that.
As long as you're not causing any interference to anything that is licensed.
Are you listening, DTI? Are you listening? They probably are.
That's just one point, but I mean, because as I say, we could get to another country. The amount of money we spent on this equipment, we've got some very expensive equipment over here.
We have.
We could easily set up legally with a license, all legal, in, say, America. But over here, unfortunately, you can't.
I mean,
the best you can get over here is about a 1 watt license, which would cover a couple of miles.
Yeah.
For 28 days. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a bit pathetic, really, isn't it?
It is, really, yeah. I mean, the procedure for getting a license over here is tremendously difficult, isn't it? I mean, you have to sort of wait for the license to come up, don't you, in the first place, then apply for it.
If you're somebody a pilot, like Richard Branson with loads of money comes and gets the license.
If you're a pilot, you have to be off air for so many months, is it, or years before you can apply for it? Or something like that, I don't know.
I think it's about a good couple of years, isn't it? Or at least a year.
What happened with Kiss? Kiss went off the air, didn't they?
Kiss FM in London was doing the same kind of thing as we are, weekend down the station, but it was down in London in the 80s. They switched off, applied for the license, got a lot of backing, obviously, and they got it. And I think there should be a dance station up here, which is legal. And the reason why XR broadcasts is because there's no dance station for the dance people in central England.
That's right.
They're all commercial stations, so we're filling the gap. And I think there's a purpose to our station, which is why we're broadcasting.
That's right. We do enjoy, don't we?
I must say, Phil, I don't like talking on this mic because it's bad quality. It makes me sound very bad. Can we swap mics?
I'm sorry, but I'll sound bad then.
Yeah, I know.
Go on, say it. Go on.
You do anyway.
Oh, thank you. I know you're going to say that.
No, you sound good, Rick. When are you on next, Phil?
I'm on... Oh, plug it. Please plug this. Plug this. Where's it gone? There it is.
You're not on before then?
No. No one loves me.
No, you're not, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. PLT. Oh, this is a good show, this is actually. Yeah, I should be up here. New Year's Day, the 1st of January 94, first day of the year. We're going to go for the DMC dance charts for 1993, which are all the top dance tracks from this year. And we're going to run for the top 60, aren't we?
We are indeed.
PLT is going to be doing that.
And 9 p.m.
revealing
till 12.
Top dance track of the year at 12 o'clock.
We'll run through the top 10 back to back as well. And we will, burp, excuse me, give you the number one.
I told you we
should
swap mics.
I will have a competition that night as well to find out if anybody knows what the number one track is.
Actually. I know.
You know, don't you? You know.
I've kept shut.
I'm not
saying.
You know, and I know, and that's it. What the number one dance track is.
Nobody knows it'll be an XR device.
And it's not what many people expect, is it?
No, I didn't guess it, did I? I mean, you give me loads of clues and I still couldn't get it.
And it wasn't Mr. Blobby, we can tell you that much anyway. Okie dokie then, Scotty. Thank you for talking to us.
Was he 17? Not.
Not. Then thank you very much. That's Scotty Davis. I'm running late now. It's not Chris Peters next, it's Wayne Taylor, unfortunately. Hi to PLT. And play me a record to cheer me up. That's from your favourite listener, Sophie. Hello, Sophs. And respect to Kay as well. I haven't lied to you this evening, have I? So hi to Kay as well. And to Sophie. Playing this one, my final track this morning, is this one, Dino and 24-7. I'll catch you New Year's night on the 1st of Jan, 9 p.m. till 12 midnight with the DMC Dance Charts of 1993. Wayne Taylor's up for you next, taking you through the evening. Have a great day tomorrow. Ta-da.
day, Saturday, Sunday, round and round the clock two times. Ooh, your love is mine, all mine. Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, round and round the clock two times. Ooh, your love is mine, all mine.
Taxis. You need a taxi to get you places over Christmas time, then Fastline Taxis are the people you can rely on. For King Swinford and Merry Hill, phone 0384 404040. And for Dudley and Stabridge, phone 0384 444444. We offer special rates for journeys to Birmingham Airport with prices as low as £16 from Dudley, Sedgley and Merry Hill. Fastline Taxis offers a fast, friendly and reliable service at low competitive prices. So don't forget, when you need a taxi, phone Fastline Taxis on 0384 404040 or 0384 444444. Fastline Taxis, the people that wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Records of Warheath is the music store that specialises in a wide selection of dance music, including the best and the most upfront in hardcore and white labels. Main attraction is situated at 5 Albion Parade, Warheath in Kings Winford, and is open Monday to Friday from 10 in the morning through till 5:30 p.m. and also Saturdays from 10 in the morning till 6 p.m. And don't forget, you can make your purchase by credit card. So for the best and the most upfront in dance music, call in at Main Attraction Records at 5 Albion Parade, Warheath, Kings Winford, or phone them on 0384 401 117. That's 0384 40 117. Main Attraction Records are the dance music specialists.
As we approach Christmas, the party season is upon us. If you want your party to go with a bang, make sure you book an Exile FM mobile disco or roadshow. We can supply any style of music or DJ, and we'll gladly cater for pubs, clubs, wine bars or private functions. So for an immediate quote or simply to discuss your requirements, please call 0850 815 617. That's 0850 815 617. And make your Christmas party go with a bang.
Europe's biggest radio station, Exile Radio.
Okay, many thanks to PLT for the past how many hours? 2 hours, isn't it? Some very good music for you, mate. Alright then. Time to take you through the night with Taylor. Here we go. If you would like a request of dedication, if you're out there boogieing it up, then you call us on 0860 74 85 83. Here's Jamanda for you, and got a love for you. Keep it locked, XR 100.7. go, be happy for you, Jim Hansa, and got a love for you. If you do want to request dedication, then do call us away, 0860 74 85 83 is that number, right? It's a night shift with Tyler, and it's still early yet, alright, it's only 17 after 12. About time PLT went home to bed, I do think. Best place for him. Bed is the only place where PLT shuts up, believe me. Didn't hear that, honest. Here's a Pasadena's for ya, and I believe in miracles. Exile FM, it is the UK's hottest. Just you keep it right here.